Hey, Gameheads, it's Sunday, November 12th, 2017, and this week on the show, we get behind the wheel and sloppily race our way through the city in Need for Speed Payback. Then we grab a bow and arrows, pack a lunch, and head out for adventure to explore the new region in Horizon Zero Dawn's DLC, The Frozen Wilds. And finally, we get back to the bread and butter of war and push deep into Nazi Germany to deliver the pimp slap heard around the world in Call of Duty World War II. So join us for all this juiciness, that's for you, Jose, and more on this episode of Glitch Therapy number 35. Ben, would you kindly crank the theme, please?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another installment of Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
Ben Dupay.
Joel Gao.
Jose Ochoa.
Mm-hmm. Gents, thanks for coming.
Sir.
Thanks for being back.
Yeah, you know...
Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
A pleasure we.
From my living room to the bedroom. Yeah.
The whole like...
Wake up.
Glad to do it, yeah.
20 steps you took.
Anytime you need me to walk 10 steps, I'm there for you.
No.
Yeah, now I had to do it.
More than that, though, it's...
Such flattery.
20-minute drive for me now.
Right. Joel is back with us after a couple episode hiatus.
Yeah. Nice to be back.
Yes. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, man. How's the back feeling?
Well, the back's fine, but I went into like a 15-day period where I was passing stones. I passed three kidney stones.
Trippy.
That was not fun.
I've heard that that's like as painful as like giving birth.
Yeah, that's as close as a man will ever get.
Yeah,
I thought getting punched in the balls was...
Yeah.
Have you had one too, Jose?
Well, punching the balls?
No, a kidney stone.
Oh, no. I'm just saying I've been punched in the balls.
It's like that, but more like they're in a vice constantly. And then there's other pain, too.
Yeah.
So let's go on to something better.
I'll pass.
Yeah, let's not talk about that any longer. Let's go to games.
It's all better now.
Cool. I don't want to talk about it. It's painful.
You're right. Well, you know what wasn't painful was plugging up that Xbox One X, firing that bitch up.
Yeah, nice. So when did you pick that up?
The day it came out, actually. I wasn't going to grab it till like the day of on November 7th, like after work or whatever. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. So I traded my 1S in that night. I was still up anyway. I was like, fuck it. What am I doing? The mall is like down the street, like less than a mile from my house.
Right.
I may as well just get up and go. So I got up, threw a bunch of games in the bag and my 1S and some other shit that I didn't need anymore. And traded it all in and, you know, brought it home and geekily plugged everything in and sat there and like, yee!
Was that the reason you left work early that day?
No. Well, that's why I went midnight that night. I left work early the next day. I was off.
I was like, this bastard went and played Xbox, you punk.
No, I had some shit to do, like legitimate stuff to do that next day, but yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, I don't have a 4K TV yet, but I'm going to be on the prowl for one of those this week or next week, so I'm like...
I was going to say, you're going to wait till Black Friday and grab one?
I'm going to see what's out there. In the next week or two, I should be pulling the trigger more than likely on that. And just perfect timing, my TV that I have now has been like flickering and doing weird shit the last month or so.
It's on the fritz.
And my wife, she thought I was just making bullshit up to have an excuse to buy a TV. And I was like, no, look. And she saw it one day, and my oldest daughter saw it too, the TV flickering. And they're like, oh, yeah, you weren't making it up.
That's
like,
legit.
Fuck you guys.
Like, did you get back behind there and mess with some of the wires?
Yeah, I wish I was that clever.
You just have to hit it with the hammer and you'll be good.
Yeah, just start banging on it with, like, you know, some kind of device that doesn't go with it. It's good stuff. The load times are pretty good, a lot faster than the 1S. It's not super like a huge difference, but it makes a difference for sure on some of the games.
Cool.
But there was an update that did that in general for all Xbox.
Sure.
Yeah, because I've seen a difference on mine, and I still have the first gen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Xbox One first gen. Yeah, same here. I've noticed it's gotten better, for sure.
Way better.
It used to be so much clunkier than it is now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some games where you don't want to die because it takes 50 years for you to spawn back up and start going again.
Horrible. So.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, and the thing is, it's fucking heavy. The thing's dense. It has some hardware in there, you know what I mean?
It's like almost 9 pounds, right? Like 8.7 pounds.
You notice it right away. You're like, oh, shit, this, don't drop it.
Throw it at someone.
Fucking Dave Chappelle, don't drop that shit. it's good. It's my baby. I love it.
It's your
so
new
much.
Baby.
Nice.
It's my new mistress.
Well, you know, our buddy Michael got one, and it's still sitting in the box.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he hasn't touched it yet.
I told him. I was like, well, I'm waiting until I get a 4K TV. I'm like, well, you'll notice a difference even on your 1080p, because it'll super sample games that are, you know, that are have been updated. So it's worth it. Just do it. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. I'm like, it's not like you have to change something. You're just going to change the cords in the back to the TV.
That's it.
So
it's ready to go.
Just plug it in.
It's like, do it.
Live cocaine.
Rum and coke. Do it.
It's easy.
Sounds good.
It's super easy. I don't know why he has it in the box. I'm going to give him shit after the show.
Do it.
Yeah. Just show up at his house and kick this door in. Plug it up now.
You fool.
Oh, I was going to do the Mr. T, but I failed dead.
So you've been jumping on Call of Duty on that thing then? Is that what you've mostly been playing on it?
I've been jumping around a little bit. I've been playing a lot of Wolfenstein 2.
Okay.
The new Colossus, trying to finish that up. That game has some great story beats, man,
yeah.
that I new didn't Colossus. Hit before. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's great.
Some great like moments. Like if we were doing like a best moments of 2017, that game, if we had like a top 20, that game would probably inhabit like at least half of those moments. Like mm-hmm. it's that memorable when some
really?
Of these set pieces are this these how they handle touchy topics like race and all this stuff. You know, it's a lot better narrative wise.
Like better than Fractured Butthole's difficulty level handling a race topic that way.
That was just funny.
That was so clever. I thought that was amazing.
I was like, sorry. I guess my game's gonna suck because I'm going all the way to my own skin tone. Here we go. Yeah.
That was just hilarious, though, man. Like, I don't know. At first, it was like, what the fuck are they thinking? And then it's like, man, that's really clever. Like,
right. So for commentary, man, it's
good stuff.
They're just talking about what's really out there. But yeah, if you haven't had a chance to get further in Wolfenstein 2, do that. The story is well-crafted.
It's very emotional.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't get into it.
What? Well, you couldn't get into the shooting. You didn't let it marinate enough to get the story going.
True.
Yeah.
You felt it was too floaty or something, or just too,
he
too
wants
much
the, he wants the
or?
Precision, like like a Call of Duty type game.
Dude, but
got it.
We'll talk about this later, but Call of Duty has some legit precision shots mm-hmm. now, and mm-hmm. I am amazed by that. Just so much quickscoping.
Right.
I whispered.
I mean, hey, you're a sniper. You probably
creepy.
Should be whispering,
a
I guess.
Creepy.
I don't know any snipers that run around yelling. I don't know.
I see you.
Hey, yeah.
It's creeping through the bushes.
I'm going to snipe you in the face.
I'm going to move my computer up here.
So creeping through the bushes with his gilly.
Snipers don't yell, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah, not
they're
if you want to.
Quiet.
That's the lone wolf for you. I'm back. All right.
Snipers don't yell.
Not if you want to live.
Yeah. Right. Well, shit. Oh, we got some. You got some.
Oh,
some,
shit. Sorry, man. So let's talk.
I thought
about
you were
this.
Playing a game. I was like, oh, shit. Shots fired with the coins.
No. I was trying to type a subtle note to you to tell you I have news, but I'll just do it so our listeners can hear it.
Yeah.
No, so I switched from an Apple. Phone to a Google phone. We talked about this earlier, but
sure.
So I'm like kind of learning how to, like, it's like the learning curve of the OS or whatever. But
yeah, like the first week of having a no phone, you're just like, oh, what does this button do?
Yeah.
What does this do?
Yeah,
I can do that. Like, it's so awesome.
Yeah, I was looking at actually this thing called Allo Chats. It looks like a Google chat function, but it might be something cool for the guys from Glitch Therapy to start doing because, like, it's a way. Because I always lose those.
It's
group
it's a Tinder
message.
Thing, sure. actually.
Is it?
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, fuck.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Get me divorced, man. Like, my wife's going to see that.
People
and be like,
contacting you.
Yeah.
I don't want a game.
Hey, baby.
I want a game.
Yeah.
How big is your joystick?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like gamer Tinder. This is going to be our copyright idea. Tinder for gamers.
Snipers don't yell, but Tinder gamers do.
Yeah. Well, you lost me on that one.
Let's not.
So what have you been playing this week, Jose?
I'm still in Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Those two games I've just been going back and forth over.
Nice. How are you liking Assassin's Creed?
I'm just roaming all over the map, doing a whole bunch of side missions, side quests, finding a whole bunch of hidden treasure, which is so freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The horse, I'm getting better at horseback riding, and mm-hmm. then like with the spear.
Yeah, that's the
it's
way to
so
go.
It's so awesome because like if they're all around you, you just power up the spear and you hit them all in one hit, and it's pretty much a critical hit for all of them.
It's a good
that's
way
awesome.
To hunt too.
Yeah,
that's cool. I got to jump on that. I think like that's going to be the one that brings me back in is this newest one.
It's big enough that it
yeah. Like I've been waiting to get back into Assassin's Creed. I haven't played one since I think I played a little bit of Black Flags.
Mm-hmm. That was the pirate one.
Yeah, then before that it was like the old like Xbox Ezio. 360.
I'd say you're ready, dude. Like, yeah. This is the perfect jumping on point.
Bayek has a mixture of Edward Kenway from Assassin's Creed Black Flag, like the attitude, but as well, he's kind of strict like Altair from the first Assassin's Creed. So it's kind of a little bit of both there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll see him be serious, but at the same time, you'll see him like crack some jokes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's hilarious. He's got so much charisma. He's,
sarcasm, too. Like,
yeah. I think he's the best character since Ezio.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. That's good because, I mean, for the longest, by and far, Ezio was probably way up there. And then, maybe Kenway is the number two?
Edward
Kenway, mm-hmm. number two? I don't know. How far would you say you are in it right now? Like, would you say you're like halfway, roughly?
No, I'm not even halfway. I'm still like in my fourth main mission. I'm just, again, I love Assassin's Creed and I'll play endless quest missions. Endless
so you're like every side mission, every little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting like really good epic gear just by doing side missions.
Oh, yeah.
I've still never done that with a video game. Like I've never beat a game to 100% completion. Have any of you guys done it before?
Yeah.
I've done it for all of the Assassin's Creed.
It depends on how much I'm into a game. Like some of the earlier Assassin's Creed, like 2 and 3, like... Which one was
Ezio
the first two Ezio ones, not the third one, but
not the Brotherhood.
I kind of burned out on that one, but you know when the map opens up and you see all these like refurbish these shops and go do this and like I was like I'm doing every fucking thing on this map.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, it's rare, but every now and again I get that way with the game if it really hooks me.
I know Joel, your daughter did it with Arkham.
Yeah,
she
did it with Arkham City or. Yeah, maybe it was Arkham Knight.
Yeah, you said it was Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to do it, and I just...
It's those fucking Riddler trophies,
Yeah, she got all the Riddlers.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, she beat all those. Damn.
It'll take me like 30 or 40 minutes for one Riddler trophy, and I'm like, fuck this, man.
She shot through those like they were nothing.
Well, the thing about those, too, which is kind of like a funny thing, is like, you're fucking Batman, and you can do all this shit. Like, you put down like the foam explosives and shit like that, but then you see a Riddler trophy... like through a fucking chain link fence and you can't get to it.
Right.
Yeah, or it's like two feet like, above your head and you can't like just jump up there and bend the metal thing back and get it.
Yeah.
It's like
Batman needs help.
I know. Wah-wah. Yeah. That's
like what is that?
Slight hole and so you gotta suspend disbelief for that for just a second.
I guess, man.
Also one thing you'll like of Assassin's Creed is it has the Zelda climbing effect.
Oh, does it?
So you can pretty much climb anything now.
Do you get tired? Like with Zelda?
No.
With Zelda, you know, like you can climb a really tall wall, but if it's too tall, like you'll get tired and you'll fall off.
No, you won't get tired in this.
No stamina.
See, that got annoying with Zelda, but it's also kind of realistic too. So I wasn't really mad at it because it's like, I wouldn't be able to really climb a wall that high, you know. So that's kind of it. Was this fun little game thing you had to work your way around or whatever? Yeah. You couldn't get to certain areas until you had like gotten your stamina way up. Man, I would play Zelda again, I think. Like,
you know you're going
just
to.
Do it.
I don't know why you're saying. Yeah. You should.
And there's
you
been some new will. DLC
I will
for it,
someday,
I think.
Yeah.
Some free stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, someday. I'm still on Odyssey, too. So. Mm.
Well, I beat Assassin's Creed.
Nice.
I was level 47. I think 50 is the cap, maybe, but I got to 47. So I wasn't able to do the... Or is it 37? I can't remember if it's 40 or 50.
You were a few from the edge.
I was a few from the edge. Yeah. So it was the highest level you had to be to fight the, what are they called? The Philaki.
Mm-hmm.
They're like mercenaries that come hunting for you later on in the game.
Oh, okay.
They're really, really tough. They're usually like 10, 15 levels above you.
Mm.
One hit and you're dead. So I almost got to the level where I could have taken on the highest one. But
oh, wow.
I did take some of them out, and they all have legendary gear, so they're definitely worth fighting.
Okay. I'm not nowhere near that yet, but I plan to get into that soon here.
Great game, though, and it all ties everything together about how this is the origin story for the Order or the Brotherhood.
All right, don't ruin it for me.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. This isn't a spoiler. It just kind of ties everything together.
This is the one thing I will really get pissed about, that spoiler.
Okay.
So, no, I won't spoil it.
Jose loves spoilers.
Has everyone seen Thor Ragnarok yet?
Yes, I finally saw it.
Yes.
You haven't seen it?
Yes.
God damn it. We always have one.
I want to see it badly, but...
It's very, very good. Well, very good movie.
At some point, You're gonna get it ruined if you don't get it done.
Yeah, we got one more week before we'll give we another can week. Talk spoilers.
Give
on
another
this.
Week before we break it
yeah.
off.
Yeah,
I wanted to see it, but Nina can't go to the movies. Yeah, and her back's gonna have surgery next Friday.
You can always go without her. I mean, then you can go see it again. I usually see most stuff twice because I'll go with my kids, and then Abby wants to go, I'll go with her again later. Or if I want to go with my buddy, she's like, "Hey, I'll go with you next time," or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'll have to squeeze in some time this week to see it.
I think she'll want if you go it. By yourself or go with your buddies or something. Check it out. It's good stuff.
Try it out, man.
Yeah. Put your toe in. See how it feels.
Well, I love the Thor movies. So
this one's creepy.
I heard this one was really, really hilarious.
It's really good. I'm going to see it again.
Best Thor movie by far.
I would say probably one of the best Marvel movies.
I think it's in my top three.
You don't think it's one of the best
Marvel
movies?
I don't think
Marvel
it's
movies?
The best. I think it's really good.
I didn't say the best. One of the best.
One of the best. Okay. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, so one of the best, not the best.
Top.
Is his girlfriend in this one? The one that played Padme? Then it is the best of the Thor movies. I think she kind of dragged it down a little bit, in my opinion. Yeah.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah. I think
Natalie
she did a good
Portman
job.
Is the shit, man. I
love
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's so skinny and he's so buffed and I don't know.
Well, that's just anybody next to him unless you're going to get a WWE, you know,
Batista
star. Yeah.
But I like
female
the girl.
WWE star. Unless you put one of them next to him, they're going to look like a skinny little, you know.
Well, there was a female a woman warrior in, was it the second movie?
She was in the first and the second one.
The first and the second one. Sifa or Sifa? Yeah.
She was the one that everyone
Lady
thought.
Sif.
Sif,
She was the one everybody thought was going to be Wonder Woman before they hired Gail Godot.
I thought she would have been a better match for him, though, because she was,
still could.
You need to watch it so we could talk about it now. So, come on, man.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all good. Well, there's something I do want to talk about, but we need to move on to the news before I can get into that.
All right, let's do it.
We were so close to having Marvel pull all of its characters back together and get them back from Fox, man. We're so close. Apparently, Disney was in talks with 20th Century Fox for a while to obtain Fantastic Four, X-Men, and Deadpool.
Well, they're in talks to buy 20th Century Fox, period.
Right, but those talks, I guess, have ceased now.
Oh, really?
Apparently, yeah. I was looking into it yesterday and today.
Boo.
Apparently, the talks are they're not doing the talks anymore, so I don't know if it'll still happen later or whatever, but as of right now, nothing's happening. They were trying to buy their movie and media sections. They didn't want anything to do with their, like, their sports or
games,
political side of things.
Oh wait, no, that I was talking about
sports and news. They didn't want anything to do with that stuff, but they wanted their media stuff, like their TV shows and movies, and they were going to just flat out buy the studio for that area. Bringing back X-Men and Fantastic Four and Deadpool would have been a part of the Marvel universe, but so far no good. Maybe they can try again.
Not happening for now.
Maybe we're so close, though. So close.
Damn.
Right.
I mean. Well, I don't know, man. I think it'll happen someday. It's just it all depends on how it's going to happen. But when the superhero movies sort of become less popular, which it will happen at some point, like, you know, people will get fatigued. It may be 20 years from now or 10 years from now, but there will be desperation and there will be like a want to try and, you know, raise some interest in it. And they'll if everyone needs money and everyone's hurting, then they'll find a way to make it happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the fact that Fantastic Four has done so terrible in almost all of its showings. I mean, the original ones with like Jessica Alba and all, and those did okay, but they weren't to the level of like some of the movies of how they are now.
Yeah.
And so that franchise, at least that particular group, has flopped so hard that I think that is definitely sliding it toward their direction. Like, hey, maybe you guys can take this kind of like what, you know, Sony did with Marvel. You know what they did with Spider-Man? You take this one and see how you do. And okay, fuck it. Here's X-Men and Wolverine and the whole shebang. So that would be awesome. I would love to see them join back up.
I could see that like happening in top 5 years.
Yeah,
the like whole
maybe Infinity War 2 Part 2 or something. Just squeeze them in.
Maybe it's already done and they're just not. They're keeping this tight.
Oh man, that's a pretty big secret to keep.
It's Disney. You know how they are. So.
I don't.
Yeah,
know
they'll
how
keep
they are.
Secrets. I mean, like they will keep secrets like that if it's happening. Sure. I mean, it just might be an unspoken thing right now.
At the end, sign the non-disclosure agreements, and then you can't say anything, or you go to court.
Yeah, lose everything.
Yep.
India. Yeah.
I could see at the end of the Infinity War Part 2, they're like, "Hey, look, X-Men are here too." At Disney.
That would be cool. So.
Right.
See, that's a mind blown.
It is mind blowing. What isn't a mind blow is the fact that Sony, this is a whole different topic, by the way, Sony is going to start rewarding gamers for their trophies, apparently. Yeah, how would you guys feel about that?
Like, what?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
They're talking about giving you PlayStation Store credit, I guess. So basically, the caveats are you must be signed up for SonyRewards.com. So right there is the first, like,
so their credit card.
Do you pay
more or less? Right,
you pay for that service.
That part of it, I'm not for sure. I think you're just signing up for like their like either their credit card or some kind of credit service or something like that. And so you'd have to be signed into their website, that SonyRewards.com. I'm not sure how that plays out exactly. I didn't look too deep into that part of it. But that's one of the caveats. It is not retroactively, you know, it doesn't go back for your trophies you've already earned.
Boo.
So you can't use it for that stuff.
Oh, man.
And then this is where I was laughing my ass off. So so it's 1 cent for every silver trophy you have, 10 cents for every gold trophy, and a dollar for every platinum. Now, there's a caveat to it's like, how long would it take you?
Forever.
100 silver, that's like 100. Like, come on. Some people only have that many, you know, total.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, anyway, they have to be redeemed in chunks as well, which is another caveat, which makes it, like, not that good. Like, on paper, it's like, oh, cool, I'm going to get something for this. It's going to take forever unless you're truly harvesting them. So, 100 silver trophies equals 100 points, which is, like, a dollar. So, for every 100 silver, you get $1.
Oh,
for every 25 gold, which I don't know about you, but I don't even have 25 gold, and I've been...
I don't know that I have it either.
I think, I've been signed up on as a PlayStation Network subscriber for, like 6, 7, 8 years, something like that, maybe longer, 10 years, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even have 25 stupid. Gold, okay?
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
So there's 25 gold trophies, and that equals 2,500 points, which is $2.50. And then 10 platinums. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think I had maybe three to five platinums, maybe.
I don't have
any. Right in that range. I think I have 3 for sure. But you need 10 platinum trophies to get 1,000 points, and that gives you $10.
I do wonder if there's going to be, like, hackers or someone who figures out how to, like, get trophies over and over again.
Yeah.
This feels like it could cause a lot of problems.
But they're timestamped, too. So, I mean, there's a way that they can catch that. So, if you are in there and all of a sudden you get, like, 10 platinums in like 24 hours,
they're gonna look at it.
Some red flags, okay, probably. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Like, yeah.
But
their credit card's a better deal because you just you spend money on the credit card and they give you money back, which you can use to buy games.
Exactly. So you
know, like a rewards program.
Better off going that way.
Like a Discover card, or, you know, like if you have Costco, their credit card, you get a check at the end of the year depending on how much you've spent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think it was like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, sweet. Finally, I have more incentive again. I mean, because that whole trophy and achievement thing was huge, like, you know, like 7 or 8 years ago when it first, like, really hit the boom and everybody was excited about that stuff. But, like, to bring this up now and then have it be such crap.
That's cheap.
It takes forever. Get a dollar?
That's like, craptastic.
I thought you were talking about, like, what's that? Bungie does?
What's that?
No, not Bungie. Ubisoft does.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about, like, something like that.
No, that's awesome. I wish more developers would do
their store,
like,
where you get, like, coins and you can buy.
It ties into your direct playing.
Yeah, I like that.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then EA actually recently has bought Respawn for $455 million.
Goodbye, Respawn.
Pinky to my lips. I guess apparently they get to retain all of their creativity and everything, and they get to remain separate and do their own thing. But
so they say.
EA's pulled them in. co-founders Vince Zampella and Jason West, they originally left EA back in 2010, you know, citing differences and whatnot. I guess you could say left, or they were kicked out, however you want to word it. They were originally the founders of EA's Infinity Ward. That, you know, did some pretty awesome shit with Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
But then they broke off and did...
I thought they were with Activision.
Founded before. Respawn. But then, you know, eventually, here we are. They're going back into the fold. So I'm sure if they're going back to EA and they're making a deal, I'm sure that deal is going to be watertight, considering all of the problems they had and the separation, how ugly that was. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what So what does Respawn, like, put out, or what are some of
their
flagship
titles? They've
done
Titanfall 1 and 2. What else have they done? Shit.
I could have sworn Infinity Ward did the Call of Duties.
Pull it up here.
Infinity Ward did some of the Call of Duties.
So that would have been Activision.
Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
But
it looks like it's just Titanfall, really.
Well, that's Respawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, Respawn. But
yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, what is Respawn done?
They're working on an untitled Star Wars game and an untitled virtual reality game for Oculus Rift right now as well. Mm. and hopefully a new Titanfall. But
yeah, Titanfall 1 and 2. 2 had a great story, so that was it's fun.
So that's what they're doing right now. But yeah, just kind of it's just kind of crazy that they had that huge fallout and then they're back. But so I would assume that they've got some things in place legal wise to prevent any kind of issues. They wouldn't do it if there was no safeguards for them.
Yeah, right. Hire a good lawyer and make sure they look through every tiny piece of that contract.
Yeah. So $455 million though. I mean,
it's a lot of money,
man. You know what I could buy with that?
I do
stuff.
Well, lots of things.
With some of that money, you could also go to GameStop rent some games. I guess GameStop starting their own game rental service launching this month.
Whoa. Why would I rent games when I have $400 and something million?
Yeah, I feel like you would buy them.
I know.
He's just looking for a segue.
It's a fucking segue.
Worst segue ever.
Didn't think through that segue.
Like, God.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, go.
You can host it, Jose. Look at you. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Like are we live?
That Dave Chappelle episode where Wayne Brady takes over.
Yeah.
On my show back.
Wayne Brady, bitch.
Ride in the car together. It'd be you and me. Screw you, Jose. But yeah, apparently they're launching their own like rental service. I'm like, who's going to do this? I guess it's going to be like $60 a month. And you can rent unlimited games with the option to buy them at the end of the month or something like that. I don't know.
60? Jeez. Let's go with Gamefly. It's a better deal.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's funny they're trying to get into that game now. But they kind of have to pivot somewhere because they're losing shares on a regular basis with people renting games like Gamefly through Gamefly or buying stuff flat out or even through like Amazon and stuff like that. You know, they're losing business on a regular basis.
And a lot
basis.
Of digital. A lot of people are buying things digitally downloads. Now. Yeah.
That's where they're going more into a pop culture type of store too, because they have a whole bunch of pop figures, action figures,
t-shirts.
Yeah, and I find that pretty cool. But the renting service is not. I don't think it's a no go.
We'll
for
see
them.
How it goes, man. I'm sure, they'll have some loyal customers.
Xbox Live has its own thing too, so I don't know, man.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Good news for anybody who has a Switch owner. Hulu is the first official streaming service to drop on the Nintendo Switch.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I got it out. The Nintendo Switch. So it's the first one, and we were waiting to see, if Netflix was going to make it on there. I mean, everybody has Netflix on their devices, but Hulu's the first one to drop on the Switch, nice. Man. So you can lay in bed and watch yourself some shows. Some, Handmaid's. Was it Handmaid's Tale or Handmaid's
Rick and Morty?
Naruto.
I forget what it's called now, but yes,
Naruto, of course.
No.
All 500 episodes.
So many better shows than Naruto.
Naruto. God, yeah, I've never heard of that.
You and this fucking Naruto.
Dragon Ball Z?
No. Never heard of it.
Oh, you watch Dragon Ball Z, please.
What's Dragon Ball Z?
I'm going to throw you this water bottle.
Yeah. There's What's Dragon Ball Z? What's Naruto?
Yeah.
It's like a knockoff version of Dragon Ball Z.
What's a knockoff of Dragon Ball
sounds
Z?
Sounds like a new hipster coffee drink or something.
You want that Naruto?
Yeah, a large Naruto with almond milk.
Naruto's actually a little thing that goes in your ramen soup.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like pinkish and then like a little swirl inside. That's a terrible. Naruto.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, it's an edible.
I feel like he's fucking with us.
No, I'm not. Google that shit.
You like a makeup stuff just to support your Naruto habit.
No, not an addiction.
Of course, it's not an addiction. You don't even go to the meetings, probably. You about spit water on me.
I know it is. It's a little pink swirly thing. You put
I told
in
your ramen. You.
Oh, nice.
Hey, so I'm going to have to try this out.
There you go. Once in a while, Jose drops some knowledge.
Hi, my name's Jose, and I'm a recovering addict.
It's very seldom, but once in a while, Jose has a nugget of information that is worthwhile.
Everyone, once in a blue moon, yeah.
Today is it. Come on.
Jose drops knowledge. That's funny. Yeah, so do that. Download it. Get in bed and watch your shows on your Switch, man. Do your thing. Take it with you. And then last thing I have, at least anyway, this might make Ben very happy. I don't know.
Oh, we'll see.
And Jose probably, as you guys play Pokemon Go, they are going to be launching Hogwarts Go is in the works and it's going to launch 2018. It's Harry Potter Wizards Unite is the name of the game. It's being co-developed by Warner Brothers and it's going to be more or less like Pokemon Go, but for the Harry Potter community.
So it's called Hogwarts Wizards Unite.
It's called Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Yeah, they just copyrighted something for Hogwarts so they could make a bunch of games.
Yeah, and it's the same guys that did it. So.
When's it launching?
2018. I didn't see a specific date, but they just said sometime in 2018 they're going to launch that. It's going to be like Pokemon Go, but it's going to be tailored around, you know, Harry Potter.
I've fallen out of the Pokemon Go thing again. Like I feel like it, and a lot of people have. I think a lot of people stopped playing. So it feels like one of those games like people get really into for a while and then mm-hmm. they'll fall out of again. And then like they'll get really into for a while and I don't know people that like consistently play it anymore. Like
well, you can fall into Hogwarts Go now and catch a house elf or whatever.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, that'll be interesting.
Get out your wand and your Expelliarmus.
So is that Niantic that's dropping that then?
It's this Niantic doing it. Yeah.
Okay, well, so
it should be well done, and hopefully they'll learn from their mistakes from the first game.
Shit, like Pokemon Go. I mean, it's good for what it is. Like, it's just there's some like. It's clunky, to say the least. It's like there's some clunky aspects to it. Like when you're doing a raid, like half the time you fall out of it. And, you know, sucks. You have to go back in and restart it or whatever. So.
Or when you drop $5 into it, you know.
Whatever. Fuck. Really? Yeah.
That's bringing up old shit.
Today's the day to bring up old shit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Joel hasn't been here in a while, so he probably has just a pocket full of bullets to drop some shots.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's
been saving, he's like, saving, not really. Saving
maybe.
The shit.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't awesome. See why this is going to excite me, the whole Hogwarts thing.
I figured it was in the same vein as Pokemon Go, and you love that, but then again, I guess it's because you love Pokemon.
I don't like Harry Potter.
I'm kind of excited about Harry Potter.
I just don't like Harry Potter.
You don't like him specifically? Like, what did he do to you? Or is it like you don't like the world of Harry Potter?
I don't like the world of Harry Potter.
He just likes Hermione.
He's a real nice guy.
But no, I don't like Harry Potter.
Why you keep saying it like that?
It's like with the British accent.
Harry
Potter.
That's not even... Okay, that's better.
Yeah, that wasn't...
I'll give you that one. That was better. The first couple were suspect.
I just like saying Potter.
Potter?
Potter.
Okay.
Potter.
Oh, man. You got anything, Ben?
Yeah, I got a couple things. So, speaking of Harry Potter, all the Harry Potter films are actually coming to HBO TV and streaming service next year.
Nice.
So if you're into it, I guess. I don't know.
Some good movies, man.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't bring this up, but Injustice 2, the next pack of characters.
Yeah.
So I recognized Captain Atom. Mm-hmm. And then was that Emerald Empress? Is that the girl with like the green thing?
Yeah. Yep.
That's Emerald. Is that who that is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I knew you were going to bring it up, so I was like, I guarantee Ben's going to bring this up. I'm going to wait and see.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, no, that's Enchantress.
Yeah. Nope, you're right. Yep.
Emerald Empress is, they both have similar names. I get them mixed up, too, because they're both, like, they wear green, and they're both wizards, kind of. But the big drop, though, is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's all going to be, like, one player, and you swap in, like
Shang Tsung style?
Yeah, like, I don't know how that's going to work. But they say in the trailer, like, we fight as a team, so, I don't know how that works. Yeah, I don't know.
So I wonder if you'll be, like, if you can swap between, like, each of the turtles will have their own kind of fighting style, and then you can swap between them
it's really the same character model, just with a different weapon and, you know,
different color. Yeah.
That's what
Michelangelo
skins. You want to do nunchucks?
See, I'm a Mikey fan myself.
Yes,
but,
very, very good. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. He gave me some dap on that one.
Yeah, so
Michelangelo all the way, baby.
Yeah. I like Ralph.
Yeah, you would.
Raphael.
Everybody likes Raphael.
Raphael. Leonardo's
what was that?
That was everyone liking Raphael.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like Leonardo too. He's all right with the stick.
My second favorite is Donatello. Yeah, he's the nerdy.
He has
the bow staff and you know, fixes all their shit.
Yep.
He's my second favorite.
From the Michael Bay movies, you mean?
Yeah, but also from the old cartoons from like the 90s.
Was he kind of like the fixer guy?
He always made their gadgets and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah, it's been so long since I've watched those cartoons and stuff. But yeah, I'm stoked about it, man. I think it's going to be fun. Probably get me back into Injustice for a while.
I definitely would like to see more fighting games have some fun with this kind of stuff. I mean, you saw some of it back when, like, you know, Soul Calibur, I think was it 4?
Mm-hmm.
When they did like the Star Wars tie-in, where
they did.
Like, if you were on the good side, you had like Yoda, and then you had Darth Vader.
Yep.
So stuff like that, if you can tie it in well, I I'm all for it. I love that
fuck
stuff.
Fuck yeah, man.
Like, pluck, sure. pluck some more awesome characters out of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cool. Rick and Morty season 4. So has everyone seen Rick and Morty season 3?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I've been on and off on episodes.
These two, maybe.
No. Do you guys care if I, like, spoil? I mean, there's not really, like, spoilers for that show.
You can't spoil Rick and Morty. It's awesome. Can, it's everywhere. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, all right. So, like, at the end of season 3, though, Mr. Poopy Butthole comes on the screen and he says, like, you know, I'll see you guys again in a really long time, like probably at least a year and a half or 2 years. I might even have a big white Santa beard when you see me. So a lot of people are thinking that there's going to be a Christmas special that comes out because he said big white Santa beard.
They should do it for sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of stoked. This is my new favorite TV show.
I told you. I'm glad you watched it.
Hands down, this is, I think, the most
Poopy loved. Butthole?
Mr. Poopy Butthole, yeah.
You got to watch the show. It sounds... terrible.
Dude, yes. This is
it sounds like, right up my alley, man.
It is the most clever TV show I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love
it's
it so
much.
Like,
I don't even like cartoons that much, but this is just
it was hard unreal. To avoid it. Like, my buddy J-Ray, like, he kept on hitting me with, like, dude, yeah, to watch. And you know how when somebody you know, your friends tell you to watch stuff and you're like, okay, it's on my radar, but I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, like, I heard this that was one, from like 7 or 8 yeah, people, and it was like, okay,
I had to, like, drop what I was doing. I was like, okay, I'm gonna fucking start this by myself, because if I watch it with Abby, then I'm tied to her. And I was like, nope, I'm just going to watch this by myself on my lunch breaks or whatever. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and Ariel awesome. Actually likes it too. So, I mean, and she doesn't really watch that many cartoons, like really any anymore. So, yeah, I mean, it's, man, dude.
For the most part, you can jump in and out of those too. Like, you don't have to necessarily know the back stuff. There are some, like, callbacks here and there, but you kind of, you know what I mean? You could, but.
You can, yeah. But I like to watch it because there is an overarching, like, story they're telling. Yeah, it's just. You have to.
I love that show.
You
so
have
much.
To pay attention to it, but yeah, it's just the theory behind it and how fucking meaningless everything is and stuff. It's just pretty great. So, and then the last piece of news I have is there's a new Star Wars trilogy in development. So Rian Johnson, I guess he directed The Last Jedi. He also directed Looper, and this is probably going to be one of the weirdest Star Wars movies we've ever seen coming this December.
I'm down, man.
I read that was happening.
Yeah, so. I guess, yeah, they've decided to go for a new Star Wars trilogy with completely new characters. Hmm. We don't know anything about it yet. It might be a Knights of the Old Republic type movie. It might be going way into the future. You know, who knows? So, yeah, I'm excited for it, though. It's cool. Mm-hmm. So
Old Republic would be kind of cool because then there were tons of Sith and Jedi.
Yeah, so. Like Reaven and, you know, yeah. Like... Darth Plagueis and all that shit, like that'd be sick. So yeah
Plagueis.
I just think it'd be nice seeing another take on a Star Wars movie, even something. I mean, I don't think they play it safe now, but they're kind of.
I'm tired of Skywalker, you know what I mean? Based Star Wars movie. Like, yeah. There's so much. Everyone like feels like the Skywalkers are the heart of a Star Wars movie, and that to me, I think that's not true. I feel like the heart of the Star Wars movies are the fact that, like. It's futuristic and old at the same time, and it's this really unique universe that just feels really old and really new at the same time. So it's just, and like the action and adventure, it's like combining Star Trek and Indiana Jones. It's just great. So
it's like the Skywalker family is ruining the whole universe.
It's just that's all they've done. You know, right. I mean, that's why I liked Rogue One so much. It's
daddy issues,
sure,
yeah.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole base of the war.
A lot of daddy issues. Yeah.
You're not my dad.
But that's what's cool too about Battlefront 2 coming out. I mean, this would be the first time that we actually get to see the perspective from the other side.
You
know what I mean?
That's another thing I'm excited about too.
Like when they blow up the Death Star. No spoiler because it's in the trailers and stuff. But when they blow it up, it's like it shows. Their reaction, like their families and stuff like that, like what they the rebels, they're just a bunch of crazy people that they don't want order, they want, you know what I mean, like it just sees their side of it. It's so cool to get to hear their perspective because we're always being force-fed the, you know, the light, the Jedi and you know, the struggle and all this stuff. So
it's I mean that was a lot of people that died on the Death Star, you know. That's sure. That's no moon,
and that angered them. Like, dude, we're gonna take these rebels down. They killed all of our family members on this Death Star, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there was so
two sides of every coin, man.
And we saw a little bit of that in Rogue One. You know, we saw like scientists that were working on, you know, developing the Death Star, and they're just like normal scientists, you know, like
sure.
Some they probably have an inkling that they're not doing the right thing, but it's like what fucking choice do they have, you know?
Right.
They're
we'll go after your family.
Yeah, exactly.
How weird will it feel to play through the campaign? Hopefully it's good. I'm putting my hands together in prayer here.
I hope so.
That Battlefront 2 story, how awesome will it be if it makes you feel like you hate the Jedi for a little while?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That would be pretty
like,
cool.
That'd be a new feeling for me because it's always been the other way around.
Yeah. That'd be a really good job
where
if
I'm
they
like,
do that.
Like these motherfuckers.
And that's what I want. That's what I want from a Star Wars movie or a Star Wars game is to get a new perspective and feel a different way about something.
This isn't the first time they've done this. There was a game way back called TIE Fighter, and you played a pilot for the dark side or for the Empire. And you're constantly getting like messages from Palpatine or what was Darth Sidious.
Really?
One of them, I can't remember.
He's talking to you, telling you what a great job you're doing, giving you, you know, like medals and stuff. And there were all kinds of really cool cutscenes. And you hated, by the end of the game, you hate the damn rebels.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. So,
that's cool.
So it's just cool to have them return to that kind of a perspective because you get so much of a, you know, from one side, but you don't get to see why the Empire side or the New Order side does what they do. So
that's cool.
It's going to be interesting. That's nice. Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Same here.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah, should we move on and talk about these games?
Yeah, let's do it.
Need for Speed Payback dropped on November 10th. Just recently on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. You know, back to some more racing. It's been the year of racing, man, I tell you. With what Gran Turismo Sport, Gran Turismo, not Gran Turismo,
Forza,
Forza excuse me.
Forza,
Forza
7.
Yeah.
Dirt
2? Dirt
4.
Dirt.
Didn't have a Dirt this year, did we? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there was Dirt. It was Dirt 4,
what was
I think.
What was the damn thing called?
Four.
Dirt 4?
Dirt Rally?
Four. I can't even say that damn word.
You can't say 4.
It wasn't Dirt Rally.
Was showing
right,
four
fingers
to me.
Just Dirt 4.
I tried to say Dirt. Four. Okay, there you go.
That's fine. I've been stumbling over words for weeks now.
Yeah, you
have. Yeah, this game dropped, and I had some mild excitement for this game prior to it release when I saw it, you know, coming up. Like, oh, man, Need for Speed's coming out. Because those games are just kind of like, you know, they're not like your Forzas or your, you know, Gran Turismos where it's more like a simulation. These are just more like have a good time and have some fun with it. And these have some pretty good set pieces and whatever they're tied around in that particular game. But this one, like off the bat, dude, it started rubbing me the wrong way right away. I don't know if I'm just used to playing the simulators or what, but I didn't like how loose the controls were and stuff.
Yeah, it was like it was not an option to use the handbrake or the braking when you're doing the turns. It's like it wanted you to drift that corner.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to drift. I just want to cut that corner and not break, speed on. But
and
no,
the drifting isn't even that great either. I mean, it's real arcadey, so it's like it doesn't take a lot of effort. Like if Gia, my 7-year-old, was playing, I showed her how to do it. She could do it pretty easy with just holding one button down and turning the knob a little bit to steer. You know, and could you use the D-pad to steer, or you do have to use the left stick? I can't remember.
I haven't tried that yet.
I can't remember for sure, but yeah. It paints a plot because if you saw any of the trailers, it makes you feel like you're playing like a Fast and a Furious game because you have a crew that's riding with you, and you're the main character, Tyler Morgan. You're the racer. Mac is the showman, and he kind of has an off road like truck or whatever. And then you have Jess, the wheel man, who I guess she's like, you know, the driver,
the getaway
driver or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's
she's the one that helps you to get away.
Okay.
She's
sure.
They're back up.
And they're basically attempting to take down, quote unquote, I'm putting air quotes up, the house. So what happens with the plot in the beginning, you are racing this douchebag who is in charge of the house. He's like part of the cartel or whatever. You're racing his super awesome car in a race, but you're plotting to steal it is the plot. So you're racing it and you're about to steal it, but then someone who is assisting you with that's not part of your main crew that we talked about just a minute ago, forget her name, it's a girl, and she double crosses you and steals the car for herself once you deliver it to where it needs to go, and then she takes it. So now the guy who runs the house, forget his name once again, he comes to you and is like, oh, you fucked me over and you got my car stolen. Well, guess what? You're going to fucking get it back or else. So now you're racing for the guy you just tried to rob.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now hired you to get it back. So that's the premise of the game for the most part, as far as the plot, how shallow that plot can be.
So then it's just like racing and kind of watching video clips in between the races or whatever?
Yeah, there's some story plots that you watch cutscenes and things like that. And where the game actually shines is that this is supposed, they call it an action driving game. So okay. It's not a simulator or anything like that. So you're racing with your crew and you're trying to pull off these like these awesome like movie action sequences during the races and stuff. You're jumping through these things and, you know, explosions are going off. It's like an action movie but set to a video game.
Hmm.
So, I mean, okay. There is a cool side to it in that regard, but the narrative is paper thin and
the voice acting is not that great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Voice acting is never that great for a new Need for Speed game anyways.
It kind of feels like feels like it takes a lot to fuck up voice acting to me though.
Mm. I mean, you can skip
kind of like wooden.
Yeah. Like anything else, you can go for low grade voice actors or you can pay top dollar for somebody really awesome, and for a game like this that's not really like a top tier AAA kind of game, I would say that it's on par.
Mm-hmm.
And like what Jose was saying about like the voice acting and stuff, it's just the stuff they say too, the kind of like as they say it, you're just kind of like, it's like scratching nails on the chalkboard, like, like, really, did you just say that? It's like that cheesy, like, what? I'm gonna do both. I can't even think of a good one.
It takes itself too seriously. It shouldn't. If it didn't take itself so seriously and kind of laughed at itself, it'd be better.
I think it tries to do it, but it doesn't nail it though. Like,
yeah.
it tries to make fun of it. Like I can't describe it. I wish I had a good example of something they say. Like, I forgot what he said. I think somebody on another podcast, they were like, yeah, we're racing, but we're racing at, we got to think at 100 miles a minute or something. Like, you know, we're taking 100 miles at a time. Like those cheesy Fast and the Furious kind of quotes they say.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like the original Fast and the Furious movies where...
Exactly. It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
Yeah.
Winning is winning.
They take that kind of stuff, but you're welcome. Hear them say it in a cheesy way, though. And it's like,
Is it kind of like the acting from like a really shitty like porno movie or something? Yeah. Where it's like...
It's not quite that bad.
Yeah, I got a pizza delivery here. For you.
Ooh, what's that in the middle of the pizza?
Well, it's just annoying too because, like, you know, sometimes when you're racing, yeah, it's cool to have a little chatter in the beginning.
I got
sometimes
a tip for you.
It's cool to have some chatter in the beginning and whatnot, but then it continues to do that throughout the course of the entire time you're driving the fucking car.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you're driving, and then like your character, the main character, is bantering with like the bad guy or somebody the whole time, and it's like, I don't want to hear this shit. I just want to race.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It'd be different if it was like engaging, but it's not in a way that makes me want to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Something that I saw was when you get to some of the bigger action scenes, it'll cut to either a cutscene right when there are things that you could have pulled off in the game, or it's like a QuickTime event on some of them. So it's like you're jumping through a fiery building and suddenly it's a QuickTime event, or it's just a cutscene.
Okay.
And it's like, that kind of takes you out of the moment. Breaks the immersion.
And it's in an open world too, so you can kind of, you can just to some degree go wherever. In the beginning, you're kind of linear. It takes you on these paths as it introduces these characters and the plot and everything. But then once that stuff's done, it does open up to a city that you can go around in. It kind of feels like Burnout Paradise a little bit, but to say that is giving it a lot of credit because Burnout Paradise was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
And as well with that, they do the slow mo when the slow mo wrecks when you crash a car.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool, but the one thing is it doesn't handle your, once you go to that little cutscene, it doesn't take your, doesn't handle your car anymore. If you're going through to a wall, when that happens, you're gonna hit that wall. Like in Burnout, it will divert you from that wall, at least attempted. This one won't. It just will go straight.
Yeah, it would. In Burnout, it would like, it would control your car for you so that you would still stay on the track, so that it gave you a chance to pick up your control and look cool getting back to doing what you were doing. Where in this, it's almost like your body, your soul leaves your body, your essence leaves, and your body just runs to the wall. Like, what's this?
Yeah, well, you have no control over your car, really, when there's a slow-mo moment.
It's like, I don't want to do slow-mo moments if you're going to crash, because I can't control both the slow-mo moment and then control my car while I'm doing it. It's just not handled very well. Metacritic It's getting like 67 out of 100 on there.
Sounds kind.
EGM gave it 4 out of 10. GameSpot gave it 5 out of 10. IGN gave it 5.9 out of 10. Polygon, 6.5 out of 10. So it's getting like average to below average reviews.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of all mixed right. reviews. I haven't seen any really good ones yet. But if you are a Need for Speed fan, I mean, check it out. I mean, maybe you can find some gems.
You might want to rent rubble. It just to see if, maybe. If it's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
probably a good idea.
Yeah, especially if you're not like a Forza fan, where you like simulators and you want something a bit more relaxed and you know easier to jump into and out of it, and it does cater more towards action sequences and stuff like that. This might be right up your alley, you know, for you and like your kid or something like that to play. So, give it a shot. But otherwise, if you're looking for something more meatier, yeah, don't touch it.
Okay.
On the cop chases, they're linear. So it's not like the all-out cop chases of the prior games this time. You just have to get to checkpoints within a time limit. And you can bang into the cop cars and make them crash and stuff. But,
okay, cool.
But you're not open to just take a right turn here and go there. You have to get to the checkpoints. So it kind of made it linear, which kind of sucks. But
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not the greatest, but yeah, like I said before, check it out. It's nothing too serious. If you like Forza and all that stuff, that's going to be more your bread and butter. This is just one of those divergent games that just for a little fun.
And it's very arcadey, so it's pretty easy to get into.
Yep. So check it out or don't. I recommend you don't. But let's move on and talk about some Horizon Zero Dawn Frozen Wilds DLC.
How'd that go,
dude? I can't describe how awesome it felt to get back into that game, because when I loaded it up, I saw that my last save point, last time I saved when I played that game was like April, like, I don't know, 10th or something like that.
Yeah,
last time I booted that game
mine
up.
Too, somewhere in there.
So it was like last time I booted it up. And so to get back in there, hear the music, start walking around, it only took me maybe like 5 or 10 minutes to start getting the buttons down again.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff started attacking me right away, and I was like, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm diving. All I had to do was dive, and I kept shooting arrows and missing and stuff. It's like, you don't realize how much you get into the intricacies of like the controller mapping and stuff like that when you're playing something for a long time, and then you just take time off from it.
Yeah, and there's a strategy to take down each beast, you know, and you forget all that because you haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, I did not have the eye of the tiger whatsoever.
Yeah, but that's okay. Neither did I. I just beat it. So it was definitely awesome.
I'm
worth
still
the
playing
playthrough.
Through it.
How long is it?
It's only a few hours long.
No, they say 15 hours.
15? Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Well, it's much longer than I thought. I thought it was only like 7 or 8.
Okay, damn. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, 15's not bad then.
So $15 too?
If you do all the side stuff. I mean,
if you got it before when it was a pre-order, then it was $15. I think it's $19 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you bought it ahead of time. They had a deal for like if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you get $5 off or whatever.
And that deal was like, I think past April, like a month after April.
It was out there all the way.
That was still there a week ago.
Yeah, it was there a week ago, too. I think it's gone now. But.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you run into a bunch of new characters. There's new machines out there. Like at least six different locations within the, what they call the cut, is what the new area is called.
Yeah.
And then there's like, what, at least what? 1, 2, 3. There's 9 side quests, and then about 6 or 7 errands and so on. So there's a good chunk of stuff to do in the new area.
I'd say 10 to 15 hours. Depends on if you do all the side quests and everything and if you go exploring. And But there are 3 new enemy types. I won't spoil what they are because you want to see that for yourself. And it's incredibly harder than the first game was. You're going to go in there and you're going to be challenged. You want to be at least level 30.
Okay.
When you start it.
So when I first, because it's set there's a mountain pass just past Grave Horde. If you remember, if you've been playing it, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, I apologize. But you have to go through this mountain pass just north, and it opens up this whole new area. But as you're climbing the mountain, trying to find your way up there, which was a pain in the ass itself. As soon as I got up there, I come across this huge like beast, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's like, oh, this must be a new enemy. She says that. And I started fighting that thing. I almost died.
Yeah,
and
it was a scorcher.
And I'm a high level.
Different demonic scorcher or something. Destroyed me almost.
I am a high level, dude. And I was like barely survived. My kids were making fun of me. They're like, Dad, you're about to die.
I was level 40.
Yeah.
Because I think you get to 50. Mm-hmm. And I was like 40 or 41 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough.
It's good stuff, though.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's fair, though. I mean, it's tough but fair as long as you use the strategies for each beast, weaken them with their elemental damage type, and pick them apart.
Yeah. So I haven't got to this game yet because fucking been on Call of Duty, but it is highly recommended to get this game then, right?
It was really good.
Yeah, just I mean, awesome. It was one of the best games of the year for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, no, yeah. I played the Horizon Zero Dawn, but the DLC itself.
The DLC, yes. Yeah. I think you should. And for the low price of $20, and like Joel said, 10 to 15 hours, which I thought was more like 5, 6, 7 hours, but 10 to 15 sounds awesome. I'm game for it.
Awesome.
As soon as I turned it, booted it back up and started walking around and stuff, I was like, oh, I forgot how fucking awesome this game is.
Yeah.
I think I borrowed Horizon Zero Dawn from you, but I feel like with this, I'm actually going to buy it.
Yeah, just the DLC, to have the copy. Yeah.
That's
do
cool.
Do it.
Nice.
It's really good.
Well, they have a Game of the Year edition, I think, that just came out with everything. So
there you go.
Yeah. Probably get it on sale, too. Okay. So.
Cool. Yeah, I might have to jump on it. I may have sold my copy of it. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good stuff for sure. Check it out when you get a chance. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Aloy, come on.
Two thumbs up for me.
Character, one of the characters of the year for sure.
She's total badass.
One of the games of the year for
sure.
She
is.
Yeah.
She is not a basic bitch.
No, she's not. It's like what Jose was saying, though, too. It's like he was saying, I think it was you that you were saying you wish it hadn't come out near Zelda. Or was that Ben that said that? I can't remember. One of you guys was saying how you wish it didn't come out near Zelda so that you could have put more time into it. And
well, yeah, I just
felt
like.
I think that was Ben.
I played Zelda Breath of the Wild, and it was like, I was just tired of that theme, you know? I kind of wanted to jump into, like, Resident Evil or something, because I've been playing that sort of bow and arrow-y sort of fantasy genre. It's like, now I want to pop some caps and
you needed a palate cleanser, that's what I call it.
You just want to switch it up a little bit. So, yeah, I feel like if you release games that have similar themes around that, like, we talked about, you know, Far Cry 5, if it had been a Western, it would kind of be fucked because you got Red Dead Redemption 2 coming around the corner, too. So it's like, you shouldn't release another Western around that time. Otherwise,
luckily, it's religious zealots in
So they
Midwest.
Did, so. Before we knew that, though, it was like, man, I hope they don't go that route.
Right.
Sure. It's not going to be good for them if they do.
Yeah. Exactly. And I agree with you on that kind of thing. Like, I hate when there's, like, multiple games that are, like, really similar to each other because I'm not playing all, you know, two or three of these. I'm going to pick one, the better one of the group, and I'm going to play that and then maybe come back to the other one later.
And you can get burned out by the same type of third-person perspective game.
I can't do it.
You'll want to play something that's first-person again or an RPG. You want to change it up every once in a while because I get burned out if I play the same thing.
That's exactly how I am. Like when Resident Evil 7 came out, I played that, and then I went to like I think it was Yakuza 0 for a little bit, and then I went from Yakuza 0 to Horizon, and then from Horizon to Persona 5, and so on. So,
good to switch it up. You don't get bored that way,
for sure.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I think like the marketing departments could maybe try and think about how they can release that stuff. And that's like if we develop a game, maybe just give it a 6-month window so people cleanse their palate of that and get really hyped on it, you know, and that gives us 6 more months to really hype that game up or whatever.
Unfortunately, though, there are people sitting on a board in a boardroom, you know, and sitting at that table and they're going, well, we need that in this quarter's, we need to release that now because we need that in our quarter earnings for this fiscal year or whatever. And it's
they do a lot better for themselves if they think, well, but if we wait, then. I mean, they know.
It happens more times.
Some of them do it right.
Yeah, if they're a big enough company, they can sustain, you know, hold off. So, yeah, anyway.
For sure. But, yeah, it's good stuff, so check it out, especially if you loved Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, you're going to thank yourself when you boot that game and start walking around and hiding in the brush and all that stuff and start the combat. It comes back to you real quick. It's so good.
Just be ready for a little bit of a learning curve as you relearn how to play.
Yeah. Right.
Just a little bit.
You know, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Maybe not tackle that huge, you know, beast across the map from you.
Go out loud, man.
Avoid that.
Don't go after that thunder jaw right away.
Yeah. Take him on.
Death awaits you.
Don't be a bitch and just do it.
Jose says don't be a bitch.
It probably, quote. I don't know if it would be a spoiler. No, I don't think it is. You'll be able to upgrade your spear. Just FYI.
Oh, nice.
From the best one that you had during the making? Okay, cool, cool. All right, well, cool. Yeah, check it out, guys. Play it, do it, get in there. Speaking of getting in there,
I know Jose is just geeking over here, sweating like an anime character in heat.
Naruto.
I know it was Naruto. Call of Duty, World War II. We all had, well, for the most part, we've all had a chance to get our hands on this thing and dive into some zombies, play some multiplayer. I've finished the campaign on about the rest of you, but this is pretty solid.
It's amazing.
It's pretty solid. Like, I know you're a huge Call of Duty guy, Jose, and you know,
especially multiplayer.
We play it too, but yeah. So let's just dive right to the multiplayer. I mean, that's what everybody usually comes to Call of Duty for.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's smooth.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no more jetpacks, no more none of that. There's the sprinting. There's stamina now, so you can't run for a certain amount of time. The shooting is good, sniping, amazing, shotguns. Everything is just a huge upgrade from the other Call of Duties.
Boots back on the ground.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm so sick of that more, fucking phrase.
Right now, there's I don't know what's going on right now, but like I think the servers are a little
wonky
because it's lagging a little too much. But
lag switches.
Like they broke the internet with it. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of style.
Well, they usually don't have a bad launch with that stuff for the most part. They usually, I think this is their bread and butter, so they know.
I think they're still like going with the updates, is like updating it. Yeah. But the whole new campaign, not the whole new multiplayer, like the domination, hardcore kill confirm, team deathmatch, and the new battle called a war.
Mm-hmm.
That's war so zone good. No, it's just war.
Just war. Okay.
It's just you're either defending or attacking.
You're building the bridge.
Yeah.
It's escorting a tank.
Yeah, everything about it is just.
I thought it was interesting how they went away from like the created class system, and now they're doing more of the like a World War. Like it features like a division, so players can choose like one of five divisions. Each has their own like different basic combat training. Each division has different weapon skills and so on, and so. It also, which is weird, it takes like perks away as well. So as players need to progress through the ranks and stuff like that, the division has different additional skills that you would pick up as you go along and you progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was really weird how they diverged from that other stuff because I like that stuff. This is not bad, but it took a little while to kind of get used to like, okay, what the fuck am I doing?
It actually helps out with the multiplayer. It actually gives you a more balanced fighting team.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the other ones, you had to do it. You get to choose 10 things. And from those 10 things, you could do, like, the ultimate weapon or the ultimate soldier. Mm-hmm. Right here, you're just like, okay, either I could do two primary weapons or know when the enemy is aiming at me. What would you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a better – it evens the odds pretty much. It's just like evens everything out.
Now, also with that, so let's say – because I believe the five was it's infantry – and that's the most versatile division in the game. It's equipped for like mid to long range combat.
Yeah. It's the easiest to play.
The easiest to jump in and just get going on. The special skill is like a division. The special skill for this division is the bayonet charge, which you can lead a brutal melee.
It's fucking awesome.
Then the second one was airborne. That division is where players like to move fast and remain quiet. That's more my pace right there.
Right.
Players in this division can attach suppressors to submachine guns at any time during combat, which allows for more stealth-based gameplay style. So that's right up my alley there. Number three was armored. And this division has the heaviest firepower, you know, your LMGs and stuff like that. And they're able to mount machine guns on stuff. Then Mountain was the fourth. This division focuses on long-range combat. That sounds like you right there. Making sniper rifles more precise and aim assist and improving your aim through scopes and blocking out surroundings from players' view. Jesus.
Hmm. Yeah, so good.
And finally, Expeditionary, which is more shotguns used by players in this division, have incendiary rounds that burn enemies
incendiary
to
rounds,
death.
Man.
So, I mean... These all have their place depending on how you like to play.
Yeah.
And you can use different weapons, but you can't use incendiary shells with a bolt action rifle or something.
Right,
if you're an expeditionary, you're gonna want to use that shotgun at least as
one of your weapons. Do you guys play co-op online?
Which, I haven't tried the co-op in the campaign yet.
Yeah, we haven't tried that yet.
We did some zombies, and that's phenomenal. I was playing that before I got here.
What do you guys play, Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Oh, because this is Xbox, right?
Like, it's for both.
Oh, yeah, it's on both.
Yeah.
I'm watching some gameplay for it. This might be one that I would try. I've never played a Call of Duty game before, so.
Okay. Well, I think the campaign alone, you would like that. I mean, for somebody who's not hardcore online like Jose.
Yeah,
you can get into like the zombies with us, and it's like a 4-player co-op on that.
So what is that? You just kind of like is it a mini campaign that you guys play cooperatively together and like?
It's 4 to 6 hours, isn't it?
For what?
The campaign.
The zombies.
Mostly.
No, I'm talking about zombies.
Zombies, that's different.
No, the zombies is an offshoot. Like, for years, it was like one of those things they would tack on and or pay for separately, where this is kind of packaged in. And so it's a staple of the series where you're going through like waves. What am I thinking of?
Yeah, waves. Like horde mode.
It's like a horde mode, but there's different Nazi zombies coming out at you.
Oh,
so
cool.
It gets hard.
And they're gross this time around. They're actually pretty. They look
gnarly.
Like really undead. Yeah.
So it gets progressively harder. Like, so as you're going through the rounds for kills, you're getting points for like headshots or so many kills, and you can knife them or you can shoot them. And then there's guns on the walls around the place, and there's doors that are cutting off from certain areas of the map.
Just pick the right gun, unlike
and
me.
So as you're going through certain areas of the map, you have to save up enough points. Let's say I want to open this door over here because I want to get to a certain gun, but then that gun costs a certain amount of points. So you kind of have to pick and choose how you want to play through it. Do I want to waste my 500 points that I have right now on this handgun on the wall just because it's right here, or a shotgun? Do I want to save that up and open a door over here? Then you got to work together, because if the four of us are working together and we're all like, let's say Joel has 3,000 points, but I opened up the last two doors, so I have like 500 points. Well, damn it, Joel has to open some doors now because we're going to be stuck in this area. So you kind of have to work together. And there's a puzzle element to it, too. Every single one of these has a puzzle element where you have to open these certain doors or do these things to get to what's called the pack-a-punch. And that ups whatever gun you're using that you choose to put into it and give it like some kind of like awesome upgrade.
Yeah,
so that it hurts way more.
Makes it a BFG.
Yeah, it's a fun mode, and it's fun to just figure out the clues and these secrets within it, and try to see and all. I mean, first and foremost, see how many rounds you can stay alive. You know what I mean? So,
new phone troubles. My Google Assistant's trying to get in on this talk. Yeah.
There's also on zombies. There's also like a not hidden, but there is a mission in there. You're supposed to kind of complete.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that is because no one has gone to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But every zombie game in Call of Duty, there's always like an objective or a mission to do.
Okay.
That you have to figure out.
Yeah, you have to figure it out what it is.
They don't hold your hand necessarily.
Yeah, I might get in on this then.
I went online today because I wanted to figure out how to get to the Pack-a-Punch, and I'm sure we could have figured it out eventually, but it turns out that it's not as hard as you would think to get the Pack-a-Punch unlocked. Hmm. And we were pretty close, Joel. Well, we were closer than we thought when we played it. And you remember you got stuck down in the lower part?
Yeah, I fell down
there.
There
was a button like right behind you could have pressed. And it would let you through that gate that you were stuck at.
Oh.
And you could have got back up to where I was at.
Yeah, I was stuck down there being mauled by hordes of zombies.
We were separated.
Yeah, when you're separated, you're dead.
Yeah, unless you're really hustling and you know where to go, and we're still in the learning phases of the map.
Well, I had a bolt action gun. That was it.
Yeah.
So it was like, and then of course you have your handgun, which doesn't do any damage by that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, reload slowly.
Right. I will say that the campaign, I did finish the campaign. I didn't think it was that bad. I know some people have been judging it kind of harsh as far as like they could have done more with the characters and the setting, as far as it, I mean, we've
made you care more for about them, more.
Yeah. I guess you could say that, but I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, you follow this farm boy from Texas, and he's the main character, and it has the Saving Private Ryan feel to it. Like, these are my boys, and we're gonna get through this together. And I won't reveal anything because there are some plot points that you may want to play through on your own and discover, but. Some people were just saying that they could have done more by giving you like a big baddie. There's no big bad guy you're going after. It's just the Nazis,
yeah.
Per usual. So there's no one you're trying to take down, or no one that's like a real antagonist that's like trying to like piss you off that makes you want to get to the end and fuck him up. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's about the hell of war, I think, mostly.
Sure,
and
sure.
Just trying to survive. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and healing, it's not the old Halo hide behind something and your health all regenerates, you actually have to have health packs.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, really?
That's a cool element, though, because there's guys with you in your group that will have, like, you know, grenades, they'll have medipacks, they'll have, they can call out enemies ahead of you, like your captain, he can call out the enemies ahead of you. So if you're near them, you'll see the icon pop up on their body, and then you hit up on the D-pad while you're looking at them, and they'll turn around and throw you a health pack. Here you go! And you'll see the health pack fly through the air, you'll catch it, and then your health will go up.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're actually sharing, like, ammo packs and things like that. So that is kind of a cool way that they did it. And if you play it on a, like, a normal mode or lower, you don't have to worry about, like, there being a lack thereof. Higher modes,
I'm playing on veteran,
stick near them
and on veteran, and I need those health packs and ammo, because when you're on the on D-Day, the first mission, I used like 10 health packs right there, and it was freaking hard as hell. But that's one reason I like to play the Call of Duty campaigns, because the veteran just makes it, I feel like it makes it better.
Nice.
Veteran, so.
I agree. Very cool. I think to kind of say this before we go, the first time I popped off with one of the bolt action rifles, and you hear that end of the clip hit, and it's like, ping, it's like, it's so
beautiful.
It's cool. It's like such a small thing, but it's so fucking satisfying to hear that ping.
Oh, did you hear that Activision may be in trouble? For they're being sued.
For what?
By Humvee. Because they've been using Humvees without ever having permission, potentially.
Really?
So, yeah. That's in, like, crazy. All of their games.
Huh. Interesting.
But, yeah, that's just some little side note.
Huh. I did not hear that at all.
I mean, not for them, I guess.
Like, how many years has that been going on? Like, you know? Like,
pretty much all of all of their games, I think, have had Jeeps and Humvees, so.
Right. Well, if you haven't had a chance to jump in, and you've been a Call of Duty fan in the past, jump in, man. It's good stuff. Even if you don't like multiplayer, like, I'm not the greatest at multiplayer, like Jose over here.
Who's not in the COD stuff, at least.
Who's a fucking pro over here.
Yeah.
If you're not a pro at all multiplayer stuff, there's plenty for you to do with the campaign and
absolutely.
Then the Nazi mode, Nazi zombies or whatever. So jump in there with some friends and do that at least. This is a good Call of Duty to jump in on. The story isn't as strong as the last one. Infinite Warfare, but it is still a solid entry back to the World War II roots. So check it out. It came out November 3rd, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It's good stuff. Anything else to add, gentlemen, before we wrap this up?
Got nothing.
Nah, we good.
Nope, nothing.
All right. I say we get online and play some zombies this tonight, guys.
I'm done.
Let's do this. Otherwise, per usual, guys, if you want to reach out to the show, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. If you want to ask us a question or bring up a topic for us to talk about on the show, we're happy to do so. Or if you just want to throw us a little bit of a little praise or some suggestions, keep it nice if you can, please.
Yeah. Do it.
You take it easy, Stewie.
Take it easy, Stewie. Fuck you. We'll be happy to talk about it on the show. Otherwise, you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show or make a one-time donation. Anything that you choose to do is awesome, and we truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. Please subscribe, rate, and review. It is such a simple thing to do. So easy to forget. Just do it. Get on there. If you're having trouble finding that, go into the app and search us as if you don't know who we are. And then once it pops up, tap on it, and it should give you the option to leave a review. Sometimes it won't. I don't think it'll let you get to it through just looking at it from the podcast app right now.
Yeah, no, I think that's right.
So you got to dig a little bit. Sorry.
Yeah, they kind of had the update go through or whatever. So.
Oh, did they? Yep. So maybe it's easier. Well, check it out. If you have questions, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. We'll walk you through it. It helps a lot for us to climb the charts, getting more reviews and whatnot, so more listeners like yourself can listen to us. So it means a lot. Thanks a lot for doing it. If you haven't done so yet, do so. And last but not least, check us out on social media. Where can we find everybody, guys?
I'm on the PlayStation as Ben. I'm on the PlayStation Network at Benzilla, and on Twitter at Hey Benzilla, I think. Yeah.
That sounds right.
Where are you at, Joel?
He pulls a Jose.
I'm on the Xbox and PlayStation 4 under Scorpio 1969, and I'm on Twitter at JoelGao1.
I'm on Instagram. I'm HamsterMade, and Xbox, PS4, it's your senpai.
Booyah. Yes. And you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at NerdyRomando. Otherwise, if you want to follow me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, my name is Dirty Dimes. And, follow the show as well, at Glitch Therapy on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're posting stuff up there pretty regularly, so check it out. Otherwise, that's it for us this week, Game Heads. Thanks so much for listening to Glitch Therapy. And as always, have a juicy-ass week. We'll catch you next time. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.